knee, hip or back pain, we can help at the Good Feet Store, Katara.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's.
How are we today? Really good?
Yeah.
Going great.
Awesome.
Friday.
Well, Friday, but apart from that, great news, everyone.
Oh.
We can't go to Queensland, but from November 14, where can we go? Okay. Lord Howe Island.
Oh, God.
Out of Newcastle.
Mm. Oh, yay!
That's awesome.
Yeah,
isn't it? What?
I've never been to Lord Howe Island.
That's why I have, and that's why I went, oh.
Why? The first flight's already booked up.
Oh, no, it's lovely. Yep.
Not a lot to do there, I wouldn't imagine.
A bit like Norfolk Island, you know, it's.
I haven't been to any of the islands.
No, I know, because all tsunamis will kill you.
Stop it! No, seriously, what's Lord Howe Island like?
Did she just say stop it? A lady who's been telling me for 7 years.
No, I agree.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Just don't
good.
Want to be reminded.
Right, fair enough. I thought you were going to go don't be silly.
No, I'm on board.
No, look, honestly, I'm being harsh. It's fine.
Yeah.
They're lovely.
Well, yeah. What's there? What's at Lord Howe?
Exactly. It's an island.
Yeah.
Yep.
Relaxing.
A couple of beaches.
Walking. Yeah. We'd love it, Ronnie.
Oh, we would love it. We'll go there.
EP Nikki. You know how you went to Hayman Island with Jake and you were proposed at Hayman Island?
Uh-huh.
Can you picture in your mind Hayman Island?
Yeah, beautiful.
Now picture in your mind something completely opposite to that.
Oh. No, thank you.
Now you're Lord Howe.
That's not a good sell. Newcastle Airport made the huge announcement yesterday.
No, again. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, it's not my island.
Not your cup of tea.
No, I like a Haymany or a Hamilton or a...
Mm. So this is more nature-driven.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, no,
God,
thank you.
Yeah, no.
Okay, we'd love it. We'd be going bushwalking every morning and then we'll have drinks on the beach in the afternoon.
Risey and I are going and you two can look after the show while we go and fly the flag for tourism out of Newcastle.
Well, Lord Howe road test it.
Bloody gladly. See you later.
Perfect.
Send us a photo of you in a tree holding a...
A lizard.
I don't know, a lizard. Yeah, a lizard.
Don't laugh, Rise. I've already told our promotions team that's what we want to do.
Perfect. Hey, I'm in.
See you guys.
Well, give me a week away from the kids. I'm Oh, no, there's
funny
nothing
how,
coming back from that.
Funny how I wasn't on that email. Were you, Nick?
No, I didn't see it.
Yep, I knew you'd hate it.
Look, the word island's throwing me because that does sound nice.
Well, there's trees and there's water.
Lots
That's
of
an island.
Apart. Sand is a beautiful white sand.
Is there? Steve?
Steve?
Mm. Steve?
It's whitish. It's nice.
Okay, you must be able to get a beverage of sorts.
Of course you can.
There you go.
Plenty of streams.
Is there a pub there? Do you remember this is going to the pub or cafe?
There's accommodation, Ricey.
Okay. It must be a long time that you were there, though, because you haven't been in the last 7 years. I know that.
No. Oh, look, it's not horrible.
Okay.
It's just not my cup of tea.
Fair enough.
For an island. It's certainly off the country.
Yeah.
So is Lord Howe part of, like...
Australia.
It's part
and
of Australia.
And New South Wales.
And New South Wales.
You guys, Lord Howe and Norfolk. Norfolk's great. I've never seen so many trees.
Again, we'll love it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to love it. Like, nice fresh air.
And I love the fact that they're flying on a Saturday, so that makes sense if people are holidaying. No point in going on a Wednesday. Who does a Wednesday to Wednesday holiday?
Yeah. So, idiots.
Yeah. Saturday to Saturday is a good idea.
All right.
So when are we flying out, Tanya?
November 14, first flight out of Newcastle.
All right. She's so desperate to get out of town.
She can go anywhere.
Honestly, she scans every day going, I've got to go there.
Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M. This is Tanya and Steve with the news that Newcastle Airport is now flying Lord Howe Island in a couple of weeks. EP Nikki's actually kind of on board now.
I've turned her in one song.
She's
on board.
We just Googled it.
That's right, Dave. They found a photo of a beach and said, we're there.
Not too hard, yeah. Beautiful
Hello,
part
Dave.
Of the world. Hello, guys.
Have you been?
No, my parents went there a few years ago and they almost died in a boat accident.
There you are.
So, yeah, happy memories of Lord Howe Island.
Hey, there you are.
Can you two, we're trying to help tourism out of Newcastle Airport.
You might know that Dave and I haven't got shares in Newcastle Airport, young lady, so we don't care. No, it is. It's a nice enough island and it's good to be able to go there.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Beautiful good for accommodation.
Good for the island economy. Mm.
Yes, just be careful catching a boat ride.
Yeah, how was that, Tanya? Was that
what
better?
What happened? That was much better.
Oh, someone fell off. They hit a rock and, it was a bit traumatic. But anyway, they're okay.
No, they've got people that can drive boats now.
More importantly, though, are we excited for the grand final weekend?
Yes. Well, kind of.
Sort of.
Well,
I'm trying. It's just, I'm... I'm a bit of a stickler for habit, and I do like the Monday off on a grand final.
Yeah, 8 o'clock Sunday is
and the kids
not a
can't
good
even
time.
Watch it.
I know. But
speaking of days off, so the AFL grand final, of course, tomorrow. Melbourne still have today off. There's no parade, there's nothing on in Melbourne, but they still have the day off to sit at home again and do nothing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I reckon Dan needed to do something.
Yeah, it's true that. Anyway, but they are very excited in the Riff. Of course, locals in Penrith have decorated their cars and homes and businesses. Even the garbage trucks are getting around with Panthers banners. And let's be honest, there's not much going for Penrith, so other than their football team, so this is a big deal for them.
Yeah.
And they'll certainly have the majority support at ANZ Stadium on Sunday. As for the other mob, the Storm, they're actually slight favourites with the bookies, even though Penrith are undefeated for 17 games. Will Cameron Smith retire? That's the big question. He's still not saying if he will. He'll wait until after the game. Will he be booed? Remember, Billy Slater copped it 2 years ago when he retired. The crowd really gave it to him. So if Cameron Smith gets an award or he is on stage.
Billy didn't deserve that award. He retired, there was a real controversy.
There was issue about, whether he should have been suspended for that game. So, that's the side note. But Cameron Smith is a polarising figure.
Yeah.
Matty Johns has come out in his column today in The Telegraph saying that Cameron Smith is the greatest rugby league player of all time ever, better than his brother Andrew.
Yep.
He's up there with Wally and Joey in terms of his dominance and influence, but it's the longevity with Smith that he's just been good for so long. So.
Consistency, the hardest part, I don't know if you guys agree, the hardest part, because he absolutely is what Matty said, but because he looks like an accountant,
it's so true.
It doesn't equate in my head.
I know.
Even when he runs out, I know how good he is, but he runs out and I go, what's he going
to do? I know. Yeah. What was interesting in that article that Dave's referencing also, Matty went on to say when they pay tribute to players and they do their tricks and bits and pieces in a video package, you know what I mean? Mm. Whether it be a minute or two.
His Aunt Larry.
Exactly. He said what you'll get is most of their career is on the cutting room floor and you'll get a few tricks that crowd will applaud.
Yeah, yep.
Cameron Smith is just there making decisions that you can't actually put in a video package.
And he's the one that throws the ball to the try scorer, not the try scorer.
Exactly.
And defence. Again, absolutely. Again, though, that's why in my mind I don't see the big plays.
Yeah.
He's just consistent.
Yep.
He should wear a necktie.
If you are heading to the footy, though, on Sunday, take the poncho. We're looking at some very wet weather. It'll be hot and sunny tomorrow during the day, but then intense, possibly severe thunderstorms during the afternoon. And then on Sunday, cold, wet and windy, a top of just 19 degrees down at Olympic Park. Now, the last time we had a wet grand final was when the Panthers beat the Roosters back in 2003, maybe an omen. But these showers are going to stick around on Monday and right through next week. So some really good wet weather. As they say, batten down those hatches. It's a pretty wild weather on the way.
I think we're going to just have to stop it. None of us have a hatch.
And Donald Trump and Joe Biden are going head-to-head for the final time today ahead of the election. It's their last debate. This time, though, their mics will be muted when they're not meant to be talking. So they'll be muted at the start of each 15-minute segment. Each candidate will get to speak for 2 minutes uninterrupted to respond to a question, and then after that 2 minutes, both mics are back on. The moderator won't actually have control of a mute button per se, so things could still get heated during the debate. Now, Trump's not happy. He thinks the muting is unfair. The moderator, who's from the New York Times, is biased and they've changed the topics on him. And anyway, so it's on from midday today if you want to tune in. I know, Risey, you have you could, I guess, mute these two.
I was going to say, it's like the debate has Risey.
Yeah.
Just like that.
I just turned their mics off right then, Dave. Did you hear that?
Yeah. So what you're saying is today we will hear, just say Biden. You be Biden for a minute.
Oh, golly. I remember back in 1852.
That's what you'll hear in the background.
Man, you just shut up.
You will still hear them, I reckon.
Yeah. He'll be screeching.
Still yelling. I love that.
Yeah. So, tune in. Midday today is some fireworks.
Don't be surprised if Trump does a bit of a storm out. This is not fair. It has a bit of a storm out.
True.
He might storm over to Joe's mic and start jumping on that, maybe.
Well, I don't know whether he'll be able to climb the Perspex wall that they're now putting between them.
Massive, isn't it? Why haven't we got one of these? Now, you know, yesterday we talked to MG, who I mentioned did the length of the field run to just slightly offload the ball to let the captain score in the 91. Ryan Girdler, two lengths of the field, scoring tries everywhere.
In the 2003 winning grand final.
Madness, I tell you.
Ryan Girdler, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Tell you what, Gerds, MG was happy. I said he ran length of the field. I think it was only 5 metres, wasn't it?
Oh, we always embellish, don't we? Especially forwards when they get in some open space. They usually panic, but...
panic.
They did a great job. Yeah. 91, what a great grand final that was for the boys from the West.
Mm. What about this weekend? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. It's been an amazing ride. It's been remarkable to sort of witness what these young guys from Penrith have been able to achieve. And 17 in a row, going for 18, and they're in the biggest dance there is. So let's see how they go.
What's up? Once you go with Wendell, mate, I know you guys often call him together on Triple M and things. Is he sitting on the Penrith team or is he Melbourne? Where is he at?
You never know with Wendell.
Yeah, I know.
You never
know.
He usually chooses, you know, he's winning at half time and then switches, but he's a dragon, he's a bronco, he's a wallaby. It's hard to keep up with.
Yeah, true.
Hopefully, you know, there's a few Queenslanders. You know, the Queenslanders, they're a weird bunch, and there's a few of them in this Melbourne side. So I'd say Wendell will be sitting on the Melbourne camp this week.
Ryan, isn't it weird that it's like the father-son duo this weekend, and then there was the father-son duo when you won the grand final in 2003? Do you know of any other combos that way?
The one grand final?
Yeah.
Gee, that's a good question without notice. I don't.
Well, we'll wait here, mate.
Come to mind. How about we...
We'll wait here. You go Google it.
I don't know. I mean, there's...
It's rare.
There's been a lot of obviously players that have done it as
brothers,
you know, and brothers.
Yep.
But as far as coaching duos, it's hard to remember. But what an amazing job, you know, Ivan's done coming back to the club now for just over 2 years, and Nathan that's had so much promise, and we've watched him come through the junior systems, and always thought he was going to be good. But geez, what a season he's had! Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, you know, there's never a golden answer to it, but I think he's gone next level. Of course, he had Origin, the injury and everything last year, but he's gone next level. And do you think that little bit of trouble he got into may have just turned him out even a bit more?
Yeah, I mean, how serious was it, to be honest?
Not a big deal, I know, but it was embarrassing.
It was a little silly.
Yeah.
Last year he sort of had some senior players around him and James Maloney, and sort of felt his way a little bit and probably didn't, you know, have the keys to the car, so to speak, that side. And this year, he's always a guy that just likes to take control of, you know, the tempo of the game, and he's been able to do things his own way, and he's got a young group of guys around him who he's played with through all the junior systems coming through and had a lot of success. So I think he feels really comfortable. He's obviously got his father as the coach who, you know, they've got a great working relationship. So I don't know, it just all seems that he trains really hard. He's got a great work ethic.
Yep.
He works really hard on his kicking game. So all those things, all those boxes that to be ticked, he does on a weekly basis. And for a young guy to be so focused and so determined, and I guess being in the bubble as well has helped these young Panthers this year, where they haven't had a lot of outside distraction and they're not going to league clubs and going to bars after games and getting themselves into trouble, and they're looking after injuries and they're doing all the right things. So I think, you know, just the whole combination of the way things have turned out this year for them has helped them, but you've still got to perform on the weekends, and that's something that they've done so well. So yeah, they've done all the hard work now, and it's just got to enjoy the week this week, go out there and try and get the job done.
Are they dragging you 2003 winning side in to do something special with the lads or not?
Well, we're not allowed to. No one's allowed to. It's been a different week. Usually the grand final week's full of, you know, fanfare and media opportunities.
A little
going
video,
to grand
maybe?
Final.
You guys making a video for us?
Oh, mate, well, they haven't asked for anything yet.
Okay.
But,
sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, there's always a great connection between, you know, the old players, the old boys in clubs and the current mob. So, yeah, unfortunately, we haven't been to spend a lot of time with them this year, but we've been to some games, and I'll obviously be out there again on Sunday.
Good.
So, the connection's always going to be there, so we're super excited about the opportunity.
All right, Gerds. Well, mate, good luck with your boys. And as you would well know, it's probably a much larger percentage of Novocastrians going for Penrith.
100%.
And also, too, mate, while we've got you here, as you always like to do, if we're ever in Sydney, where would we go for a coffee, Ryan?
Oh, mate, you can go down to anywhere on the Northern Beaches. A couple of different venues there. There's one in Manly, one in Dubai, one at Ringamall, and one at Avalon.
We're talking about Gerds Cafes. well done. That's great. Will there ever be one in Newcastle?
I'm not sure. Yeah, if the opportunity arises, always looking to sort of, you know, come to a new spot. So,
okay.
Keeping it a little bit insular at the moment in the peninsula, but at some point if we get out of here, up your way be a perfect place.
They always say that Girdler, he's got all the slogans.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a great weekend and go the Panthers. Guys. See ya.
Go the Panthers. Good Thank on you. Bye-bye.
There's Ryan Girdler from Triple M NRL. You'll be able to hear the grand final. Our coverage starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
I think they're called Gerds Grinders, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
Gerds is in the name, I'm pretty sure.
Well, he's not a very good business owner. I gave him the opportunity. He didn't name one.
Newcastle's Triple M. This is Tanya and Steve. Thanks to the Good Feet store at Katara. We do have to thank those guys. You can head on in for a free fitting and test walk at the Good Feet store at Katara.
Yeah, that's the place to go. And as Rizzi said, it is free. Look, we're always cheering the guys on because they're partners with our show now.
Yeah,
they are.
Thanks so
and
much.
And if you want to wander in with your feet, they can offer you a free fitting.
It'd be good to do that, wouldn't it?
Oh, most definitely.
And a test walk. Yeah. They're curious to know how all your biomechanics are affecting you, whether there's any pain or discomfort. They can look after you.
In fact, I think that should be the tagline for the Good Feet people. Please, bring your feet.
Definitely. Thanks to the Good Feet store at Katara. Right now, another guy with good feet.
Yeah, there are actually a few coronavirus patients and I shook hands with everybody. You'll be pleased to know that.
It was all part of Carol Baskin's plan, Latina.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm a person with common sense.
We're all in this together.
Here's Dave Dolan with his take on the week that was.
Well, let's start down south in Melbourne, where everyone is looking a whole lot neater this week because on Monday, something momentous happened.
Months of lockdown locks were trimmed and treated.
Hairdressers were thrilled to finally be back on the tools.
After 11 long weeks of silence, welcome sounds of grooming have returned.
After months in lockdown, Melbourne's frizziest residents were finally allowed back to the hairdressers. Although, knowing how long it's been, it was less trimmer, more... This was big news in Melbourne, the ability to finally get your hair trimmed.
Ah, feel like $1 million.
It's been a long time coming.
Before this, I was rolling with a mullet.
Yep, the mullets have been mowed. No more ISO hairdos, no more bird's nests. Of all the restrictions to be eased, this was quite significant for a city stuck in lockdown for what feels like forever. Although, sadly for Steve's friends, the follically challenged folk, it was just another day.
Yep.
Sorry, Steve.
That's all right, mate.
Some hairdressers opened at midnight because of the demand. Hairy punters lined up down the street just to get in. Tanya and Steve, kilograms and kilograms of hair has been cut this week in Melbourne. And it's not just the good people of Melbourne looking sharper now. Allowing hairdressers to reopen has probably saved countless relationships from falling apart.
Got the girlfriend to cut my hair. She did a reasonable job, but won't be doing it again.
Saving my marriage. I can't have my wife cut my hair anymore.
Yes, no more YouTube tutorials on hair cutting to ruin marriages. Good to see. But let's move on to Queensland. Let's head north, where in just over a week's time, Queenslanders will be heading to the polls. Now, we don't normally talk a lot about Queensland politics, but I want to run you through some of the shenanigans that have been going on just this week. So the election campaign up there is fever hot right now, and it's usually around this time of a campaign, in the week or so before polling day, when the pollies and would-be pollies all start to go a little bit cray-cray. And especially in Queensland, where the elected members and candidates are just a tad unhinged at the best of times. So as we know, Anastasia Palaszczuk is the Premier. She's up against a woman from the LNP, the Liberals and Nationals, called Deb Frecklington. They like their exotic names, don't they? There's no Mary Brown or Barb Smith running, is there? Anyway, here's just a taste of what's been going on in the Sunshine State.
The Queensland Labor Party has come under fire for allegedly trying to spook voters by telling them they could die if the borders reopened.
So you vote for the other mob, prepare to die. That's one hell of a slogan. Elsewhere, there's been a lot of talk about preferences and how to vote cards, which brings me to the member for Burdekin, a bloke called Dale Last. Now, Dale's rivals thought they were a bit clever, so they started waving around signs this week saying, "Put Dale Last, last." Mind you, Dale, it could be a lot worse, my friend. I'll tell you quickly about a guy who ran for politics in America. In 2018, the Republican candidate for the Arizona state election was a bloke called Frank Schmuck. His real surname was Schmuck, and as you can imagine, his rivals had a field day. Don't vote for that schmuck. Anyway, back to the great state of Queensland. Now, the deputy premier is a young fellow called Stephen Miles. Now, if you've seen him around the traps, he's a bit of an oddball. Well, he had a crack at the Libs for not putting One Nation last in preferences like Labor is doing.
Our commitment has been to put One Nation last. They're the worst of the freaks and weirdos. If there are worse freaks and weirdos, they'll be considered.
Well, that's good to know, because politics has been full of freaks and weirdos since Jesus was a boy. Why change now? But the Deputy Premier wasn't done, Tanya and Steve. He was also upset at an attack ad from Clive Palmer's party, which claimed Labor would introduce a death tax, which sounds scary. Now, Clive ended up changing the wording of the ad to say Labor could introduce a death tax. They didn't scrap the claim altogether. They just tweaked the message to say could, which didn't go down too well with old mate Stephen Miles, the oddball Deputy Premier, who reckons randomly throwing in the word could is a bit tricky. And if that's the case, well, you can just about include the word could for anything, couldn't you?
I mean, I could say that Deb Franklington could be a Russian sleeper agent.
Yes, she could be a Russian sleeper agent. True. And you could be a douche. See what I did there?
Yeah.
What else happened? Well, the LNP candidate for Munding Borough, Glenn Doyle, had some explaining to do. You see, Glenn is running for the Liberals, yet an old Facebook post emerged of him posing with Pauline Hanson. Already not a good look for a guy running for a different party, the Libs. But then he included a caption underneath Pauline saying, "Here's our next Prime Minister." Let's hope he's not Facebook friends with ScoMo, okay? But I want to wrap up our look at Queensland politics by telling you about a guy called Jason Costigan, the Honourable Member for Whitsunday. Now, Jason is part of the North Queensland First Party, and his political platform is all about one thing: to make North Queensland its own state. Essentially, draw a new border just north of Brisbane. Because if there's one thing we've learned from 2020, we need more borders. So, he confirmed this week his plan: if his party is elected, he's going to split Queensland in half. There'll be a Quexit. As for why, well, he reckons the battlers up north just want to, and I quote, "shoot crocs and burn coal without being bothered by those pesky hoity-toity city folk down south." He wants a referendum next year, and if there's not, there's going to be a civil war, he says. Sounds great. Where's the popcorn? But as we know, this isn't the first time the idea of giving North Queensland its own state has popped up. Maverick MP Bob Catter has, of course, been gunning for it for ages. That's his platform. You won't find anyone more proud of North Queensland than the original King of the North. Sorry, Jon Snow. In fact, here was Bob at the end of an interview he did this week.
Mr. Catter, we know you're a very proud Queenslander and you love the people there.
North Queenslander?
North Queenslander.
No disrespect, but North Queenslander.
Oh, yeah, don't get that wrong.
Jeez.
You know, Bob Catter is so fired up about protecting precious North Queensland and his disdain for the major parties ignoring the North. Just listen to the venom in his voice in his pitch to voters this week.
We're not going to sit here and watch our towns die. Well, if you vote for the LNP, you are voting for your town to die. If you vote for them, quite frankly, I think you are a traitor to your homeland.
Whoa!
Gee, they're an angry bunch. Is it the humidity, do you think?
Yeah, must be.
Let's just hope they don't kill each other before polling day. But anyway, that's my look back at the week that was.
Nice one. Thank you, Dave.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Wait. Hold up. Way too early to be hearing that song. But you know what? We are only 63 days away from Christmas. So this week was as good a time as any for Tanya to send Santa a letter.
Ho, 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 ho!
Now, Steve, what she asked for?
I'm just going to read something out that's on a website to Santa Claus. Dear Santa, my name is Tanya. I'm a girl and I am already 36 years old. Santa, some things I might like for Christmas are...
Oh, here we go.
George Clooney and Zac Efron. Love, Tanya.
You can say what you like, but I reckon I'll get Zac with my sack for Christmas.
I can't tell you how that sounded.
I'll tell you. Bad. Still kind of around that area. Tanya and Steve brought up a 90s superstar this week.
He's caught my eye. Remember Peter Andre?
Oh, yeah. Give me that kind of sign, girl.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about his pee-pee.
Well, yeah, it's awful.
Oh, my God, just his pee-pee.
You did. We haven't heard of Peter Andre for years, and a model's just come out. And she says he's the worst lover I've ever had.
Because he had a little pee-pee.
Hey, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the fight of the dog in the fight.
And you know who says that? Guys with little pee-pee.
All right, time to talk about something a little bit strange. Tanya's ear fetish. It is a dead set legit thing. I've actually seen her in action, and I'm going to let Steve explain what she does to other people's ears.
She just gives your lobe in your ear a little bit of a rub going, there you go.
I haven't seen it in a while, though.
No!
I do have to obtain permission. So it goes like this. Steve, can I touch your lobe?
Yes.
All right, and then I have a bit of a play, and then I'm happy.
That's what it's like, guys. Seriously, we could be anywhere.
And you know the sad thing for my husband? His left ear, because that's the ear that faces me in the car, the one I always play with.
Mm. There's nothing weird about our show, guys. Nothing weird at all. We're having a conversation about Tanya's ear fetish.
It's bigger than his right ear.
Because you pulled it so much.
It's true. When you meet him, don't stare.
She's right. Don't laugh.
Don't stare.
Okay, Michael. Oh, and you have to look away because it's literally nearly touching his shoulder.
Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
This week, we were talking childhood injuries. And this story from Mark cracked him up, which in turn cracked us all up.
My next door neighbour, when we were little, we used to jump over each other's fence to go and play in each other's backyards.
Yeah.
And we had one of those sort of 6-foot paling fences. And as he stood on the crossbeam and went to jump over, the cuff of his circa 1970s bell-bottom jeans went over the top of the paling. And so when he jumped...
Straight on his face.
He's just gone like a pendulum and just like. Yes. And he smashed into the fence and he was like trapped there. My man had to come out trying. I can't stop laughing.
This is officially the call of the week, Mark.
We can all dream, right? Well, that's exactly what Steve asked Tanya to do this week.
You got a genie. You got 3 wishes.
Yeah.
What's your first wish?
World peace.
What's your second wish?
No more poverty.
Okay. Third wish?
I hope that when I run, my thighs don't rub together. Joking. I'm being a model on stage. I don't know what else they say.
But the thing is, the first two we can do.
Yeah.
Tanya had to have a couple of blood tests this week. Now, the reason she had 2, as Steve found out, was because there was a problem with the first one.
The weird thing is, they couldn't get any out yesterday.
I've no doubt.
What's that mean?
I don't know, but I think you were an alien.
You and...
Sounds logical.
My friend. Yeah.
Only logical explanation there why Tanya
there
couldn't get
no
blood.
There is no other
out.
Reason.
No? That I'm an alien.
Must be. What's this one? What? See,
she's an alien.
See?
I'm done! By the way!
Telling ya! I get her every time.
You do. You cannot help. Go on, do it, Rosie.
All right, everybody.
Mars Attacks, everyone, if you haven't seen it. The classic from the 90s.
We're all aliens.
And finally, let's check in on the Odd Couple, because we haven't heard how Steve and his new flatmate Felix have been going over in Carrington. How is life on the domestic front?
I feel that my flatmate's taking over my life.
Right.
I bought a new clock and I showed you.
Yes, I love the clock. It's in prime position as you walk down the hallway.
So, clock's been shifted.
What? What?
Didn't like where I put it.
No. You can't shift a man's clock.
If there's anyone listening to the radio from a distance...
I said clock.
Yeah, clock with an L.
What did I say? Don't touch another man's clock.
Oh, thank you, Tanya.
It's all right.
I think it sounds better coming from a woman.
It does. Yes,
definitely.
Because I was yelling it a few times last night and realised the names of my thinking something going on. Keep your hands off my clock, I said.
Where did he get the authority?
Nice clock, though, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
How big's my clock?
It's an oversized clock, yeah. Definitely.
It's one of the big ones that needs a big blank brick wall, which you do have.
Yes.
So perfectly positioned. Well done, you.
Thank you. Okay,
Felix?
Yes?
Hands off.
Hands off.
You got your own.
That's right.
Stay firm on that one, Steve. Do not let him clock block you. Hey, quickly, should we check in on how Mark from Nelson Bay is going?
Okay,
still laughing. Yep, he's still going. That was Rosie's Rewind.
So Newcastle. Tanya and Steve for breakfast on 102.9 Triple M.